enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is Monday, the 13th of May, 2019, and it is the Joe and Alex Show with Joe. Hey, that's me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop. We got so much to get to. Of course, we'll keep you updated every hour with the latest happening in the garbage. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. Also, Murder Monday today, 7:30, 6:30 Central. Alex, what are we getting into today?
The Greyhound Bus Killer. It's the story of Vincent Lee. And it might be our most, well, I would say one of the top three most gruesome stories that we've done so far.
So should people eat their breakfast now or later today?
For sure later.
Okay, just have a dry stomach, an empty stomach.
Yep.
All right, Mother's Day this weekend. Hope you had a wonderful one. You can actually see photos right now up of all of us with our mothers online on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Alex, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. It was chill. The weather wasn't great, so, I mean, there wasn't a lot of people going out, I don't think. I ended up binging the show Pen 15 on Hulu. Which
Pen
is
15 it's kind of like a familiar.
Well, yeah.
Isn't there like a Pen 15 club you can join?
Yes, there is. So
I'd join that club.
It basically is a show making fun of what it was like in middle school in the early 2000s. If you were in middle school in the early 2000s, and like, it is so scary accurate. I've never seen anything like it, but it's supposed to be a comedy. There's also some heartwarming moments to it, but it's two adult girls playing 13-year-olds, and then all the other kids in the show are actually 13. Mm-hmm. But it is very, very funny, and it's very good, and I highly recommend it. There's only 10 episodes out so far, and I watched all of them this weekend.
I was going to say, you have none left, do you?
Yeah, and then I do have a story about something that I found out my friend told me about, a guy that she's been dating that I'm going to talk to you about coming up in the show around 8:30, 7:30 Central.
All right, cool. Liv the Web Girl, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was just super, super busy, super packed. My sister and my brother-in-law met my boyfriend's family this weekend.
How'd that go?
They absolutely loved each other, and my sister and brother-in-law had an absolute blast, and his family loved them, thought they were super, super sweet and super fun. And actually, his dad thought that she was my younger sister, my older sister.
Well, that's a good compliment.
He thought that, like, she was my younger one.
You're
and
the youngest,
like, no.
Right?
Yeah.
Of
I'm
how
the
many
baby.
Girls?
Well, I have three older sisters.
So there's four kids.
So there's four total. Yeah. And I'm the baby. But so it was so much fun. And then yesterday, I was, like, so exhausted and tired. I ended up not going home for Mother's Day. But I'm going home next weekend. So my mom was like, honestly, I was going to tell you not to just because it's kind of like redundant and like it makes me nervous having you drive here and back in one day. Just
yeah, I celebrated my Mother's Day last weekend with my mom. And so yesterday, all I did was send her a GIF. I just sent her a GIF of Kanga from Winnie the Pooh hugging Roo, and yeah. It just said Happy Mother's Day, and that was all I did.
Yeah, that's enough.
What about you, Porkchop? How was your weekend?
It was good. It was really, really fast because I DJed my friend's wedding, so it was 5 hours away, so I had to drive all Friday.
It's a heck of a friend to drive 5 hours.
I know. And then Saturday, I DJed their wedding. It went very well. It was a ton of fun. They were so happy. I was a little nervous because I haven't DJed a wedding in like 7-8 months.
I saw on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show, you were bumping the hits. Was that some Little John and the East Side Boys?
Yeah, of course.
Got to the windows!
To the wall!
Nothing like seeing Grandma get down to that one.
Yeah! And then let's see what else. It went very good. They were so happy, and then I drove back 5 hours on Sunday and It's already, the weekend's done.
That's brutal. How it goes, man. When I was dating my wife back in the day, originally I lived in Michigan, and we're both from Michigan, and then I moved to southern Indiana, almost to Kentucky, to work at a station. It was a 7-hour drive each way.
Ew.
And she was my girlfriend, then my fiance, then my wife, but like it would be 14 hours of driving in a weekend just to see each other. Like we did like once a month or so, but that sucked, so I feel you there. My weekend, I think eventually my mom will get her Mother's Day gift. My wife helped me out, and she ordered them for me, like as far as my mom and my grandma, we got them a combo thing. And then for her mom, well, her mom's stuff got there. We express ordered it like on Thursday to make sure they got it there for the weekend delivery on Saturday or Sunday. And it said delivered, but then we check online, it's like in the process.
Oh,
so I call my mom. I didn't want to be like, hey, you get those flowers I sent you? But usually she'll text me or something. So, and we talked earlier, but she said nothing.
Yeah.
So I texted, like, oh no, we didn't get anything. Cause I feel bad. There was also a card with that. So pretty much my mom got nothing from me for Mother's Day. So that's cool. So hopefully that'll get there today. I don't know. I might have to do the short haircut manager trick today if my wife won't get angry with them. I'm like, well, what are you going to do to make this right? How are we going to fix this? I think we need free flower delivery for a year.
I would probably say the same thing.
So, but no, overall, Mother's Day was good. And like I said, check out the really good-looking photos. Some of us not as much as others on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
Audrey Hepburn's son, Sean, says that after seeing Ariana Grande imitate his mom in the new Givenchy campaign, he would fire Grande's team. The campaign shows Ariana Grande as an exact replica of Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's, and he believes her team could have come up with something more original. While Sean says he loves the tribute, he does think it was a complete missed opportunity. Ouch.
Awkward.
Ciara got emotional during an appearance on The View after she was surprised with a very sweet video message from her husband, Russell Wilson, and her two children.
Hey, C, I wish I was there with you right now, but we just wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day. There's no one better than you. You're the sweetest woman in the world. You truly give us love. You truly give us light. You change the world. You make the world a better place.
She was crying. It was really cute. Blac Chyna allegedly threatened her hairstylist with a knife, according to a police report filed by the hairstylist. The two allegedly got into an altercation, which resulted in Chyna pulling a knife and then the hairstylist throwing soda cans at Chyna's car. Chyna's son was present at the time of the fight, and now LA County Department of Children and Family Services is going to be involved in the investigation. Man, if you want to see, I think I told you guys this last week, but if you really want to see a good documentary about the LA County Department of Children and Family Services, watch Foster on HBO.
Is Blac Chyna in there?
No, but maybe if they do a part two doc, they'll throw her in there because that, it is just wild.
Like, I have so many questions. Did she have the knife on her? Was it in her purse? Was there a knife like inside the beauty salon? Where did this come from?
I bet it was on her. I bet it was in her purse.
Wait, okay, I was going to say, where is she hiding it?
ABC is preparing to unveil a third season pickup for American Idol at its 2019-2020 season schedule presentation to advertisers on Tuesday. But the lineup behind the judges table is still a work in progress. ABC and Fremantle Media North America have only recently started negotiations on possible new talent deals for Idol judges Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan. Katy Perry made headlines in 2017 when she signed on for an eye-popping $25 million a year. It's understood that ABC has told Fremantle that they hope to make Idol a long-term network franchise, but only if the current cost structure can come down.
Yeah, I would say so. That's a lot of money for one person.
Very expensive.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
Audrey Hepburn's son, Sean, says that after seeing Ariana Grande imitate his mom in the new Givenchy campaign, he would fire Grande's team. The campaign shows Ariana Grande as an exact replica of Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's, and he believes her team could have come up with something more original. While Sean says he loves the tribute, he does think it was a complete missed opportunity. Ouch.
Awkward.
Ciara got emotional during an appearance on The View after she was surprised with a very sweet video message from her husband, Russell Wilson, and her two children.
Hey, C, I wish I was there with you right now, but we just wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day. There's no one better than you. You're the sweetest woman in the world. You truly give us love. You truly give us light. You change the world. You make the world a better place.
Mother's Day.
She was crying. It was really cute. Blac Chyna allegedly threatened her hairstylist with a knife, according to a police report filed by the hairstylist. The two allegedly got into an altercation, which resulted in Chyna pulling a knife and then the hairstylist throwing soda cans at Chyna's car. Chyna's son was present at the time of the fight, and now LA County Department of Children and Family Services is going to be involved in the investigation. Man, if you want to see, I think I told you guys this last week, but if you really want to see a good documentary about the LA County Department of Children and Family Services, watch Foster on HBO.
Is Blac Chyna in there?
No, but maybe if they do a part two doc, they'll throw her in there because that, it is just wild.
Like, I have so many questions. Did she have the knife on her? Was it in her purse? Was there a knife like inside the beauty salon? Where did this come from?
I bet it was on her. I bet it was in her purse.
Wait, okay, I was going to say, where is she hiding it?
ABC is preparing to unveil a third season pickup for American Idol at its 2019-2020 season schedule presentation to advertisers on Tuesday. But the lineup behind the judges' table is still a work in progress. ABC and Fremantle Media North America have only recently started negotiations on possible new talent deals for Idol judges Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan. Katy Perry made headlines in 2017 when she signed on for an eye-popping $25 million a year. It's understood that ABC has told Fremantle that they hope to make Idol a long-term network franchise, but only if the current cost structure can come down.
Yeah, I would say so. That's a lot of money for one person.
Very expensive.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Monday Music Marathon here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We are less than 1 hour away from Murder Monday. What's the case today? It's going to be at 7:30, 6:30 Central, Alex.
The Greyhound Bus Killer.
Ooh, okay. It's coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's get you started on the right way, though. A little Monday motivation.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
This high school assistant football coach, he's in Athens, Alabama, recently taught his players a valuable lesson. That was how to change a tire when it goes flat. By the way, does everybody here on the show know how to change a flat tire,
man or woman?
Heck no.
I know, like, you gotta, like, crank something and then, like, also take off, like, bolts.
So, no. It's a no from Liv.
Yeah.
All right. Pork chop. Fellow bro on the show, do you know how to change a flat tire?
If I was absolutely stranded in the middle of nowhere, I think I could do it.
Okay, well, this is something that I guess we could all learn from, too. Well, when it goes flat, this coach put this thing up there on Twitter, and he titled it like Manly Monday, but also used the hashtag Life Lessons and More Than Football. And I think it's cool. He's teaching these kids, he's developing them, but he's also teaching them life lessons that maybe they have people in their life to teach them that, maybe they don't. So check this out.
Get all the lugs off. Now I was on the interstate one time in that big white truck over there, down in Birmingham, coming home when I coasted Pelham, doing about 75, 80 on the interstate, and blow my right front tire out. If you ever have a blowout, guys, don't slam your brakes on.
All right, don't slam your brakes on. What do you do, guys? I'm asking you right now. If you have a blowout, your tire explodes, what do you do? Besides cry,
just let it roll to the side.
I've had a blowout before, dude. It is terrible. I was in a huge white creeper van. It was actually my DJ van. And I was doing 80 miles an hour on the highway, and my tire blew out. Oh, my God, dude. I thought I was going to die.
Alex suggested that. What did you do, pork chop?
Well, I didn't slam on my brakes. The car, it just pulled to one side. So I tried to carefully pull it back. Mm-hmm. And then when I did that, then it pulled to that side.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I was like, oh my God. And then it pulled like back. And then I got it to the shoulder. But yeah, I didn't slam on my brakes. I quickly slowed it down.
All right. Well, you guys were kind of on the right track. You do not want to slam on your brakes.
Drive the sucker. Drive it. And I was on the inside lane. I had to get all the way to the outside lane. It got my truck jacked up. Big truck come by and blew it off the jack. But luckily, guess what I did? I'm just going to show you a little trick. All right? As soon as you remove this tire, put it under your car. Put it under some of the framework. Nothing's gonna hurt. If a truck or something comes by and blows the thing off the jack, now you won't leash, the jack will fall over. Your car won't go all the way to the ground. If your car goes all the way to the ground, you're not gonna get it jacked back up. Y'all got me?
Sure.
So put your tire, your old flat tire, under some framework of your car, okay? And it's a good idea always when you're checking your tire to check your brakes, check your brake shoes. See how much brakes you've got.
I mean, this guy goes on and on. What a cool thing. But also, you know what? I just realized, too, he didn't mention there. You should. It's a good idea to put that tire underneath there when you're changing it. God forbid. I hope it never happens. But if a trucker did something come along and blew it off the jack, that could land on you.
You could be pinned under your car. So that's a little life lesson right there. I really think that coach is it's a cool guy. I want to go look for more videos every week. Maybe he can help me adult a little bit.
He should do a YouTube channel on just adulting.
He should. I think a lot of people would watch him, Alex.
A waiter in Harlem, New York returned a cashier's check worth nearly $424,000 to a retired social worker who lost it. And this waiter did not get tipped by them. So the waiter found this bank envelope while cleaning off his table. He ran outside, but the customer was gone. He opened the envelope and was shocked to see how much money was in there. He called on to the media for help for finding this lady. This woman was so relieved to find her check, and she had not tipped her waiter after her meal. So how humiliating is that? She kind of tried to rectify that, but the waiter actually declined. He's like, whoa, don't even worry about it. I think that was his way of just being like, screw you. You're lucky I did this for you. Kind
of,
you know?
I wouldn't have that big of like a thing to do that. I'd be like, I'll take all you'll give me. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess she had sold her apartment and that was going to be the down payment to her new place.
Dude,
it's
that's
New
a
York.
Lot of money.
It's New York, so that's why. Because everything, it's so expensive to live there.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What's your Monday motivation today?
So a 14-year-old in Texas has pledged to pay all of the lunch debt in 129 different schools.
Wow.
So obviously, like, a lot of schools, kids are on, like, free lunch and free meal plans. So that means that they don't have to worry about paying for their lunches and things like that. But there still are a ton of students that aren't, like, given free lunches and free food because of their parents' income, but their parents still can't afford to pay for their lunches. So they are in, like, lunch debt, they call it. So if that happens, kids are either served cold food or their plate of food is thrown away in front of them. So they are denied the lunch because they have debt that their parents and they can't pay off. So this student was just horrified. This little 14-year-old in Texas was horrified that this was happening in other schools and in his school. So he vowed to pay off the entire debt for 129 schools in his district. So
how could he afford
that? Can eat lunch. So he made a GoFundMe page and he's doing a lot of community outreach to get the message out there and get donations. And so he has already raised $8,000.
Gosh, that's amazing.
So he has $10,000 more to go.
That's great. What a sweet kid.
So cute.
All right, that's your Monday motivation. Where are we going to put this up? On a like swipe up or something?
Yeah,
or
we can put it on our Instagram story.
All right, cool. At Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you follow us. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's a Monday music marathon. We're less than 45 minutes away from Murder Monday. I know you're not going to miss it, but let's say something happens and you do. Make sure you subscribe to The Joe and Alex Show. We are pretty much everywhere when it comes to podcasts. Just search for The Joe and Alex Show. Subscribe, give it a 5-star review, and drop a comment, too. We see what you comment, by the way. We've had some nice reviews. Have we had bad ones that nobody showed me lately, or are they just all nice comments?
Lately, they've been all good ones.
I will take that. Now, somebody's going to be a jerk and ruin it, but keep that streak going. Just search for The Joe and Alex Show. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. The stepfather who reported 4-year-old stepdaughter missing is arrested. We're talking about Darian Vence was charged with tampering with evidence, and the investigators say they found a laundry basket, a gas can, and a vehicle they believe are connected to the disappearance of Malia Davis 1 week ago. Police did not say, though, how those items are all tied together in the case. After Malia went missing May 4th, he told authorities he was driving to George Bush Intercontinental Airport with a girl to pick up her mother when he heard what he thought was a flat tire. He pulled over and says he was attacked by 3 men who took the girl. That's what, at least what he told the cops. The assault made him lose consciousness, and when he awoke the next day, the car was gone. He said he walked to a hospital. Police, that's at least say what he told them. But the changing story keeps on unraveling. The Houston Police Department said in a statement on Saturday, although Vence reported his silver Nissan Altima was taken in the abduction, surveillance video showed someone in the Nissan Altima drop him off at the hospital on May 5th.
Ooh, what if the mom and the dad are involved?
I don't even want to see. I can't even imagine all this, but you could be right, Alex. The girl's mother, Brittany Bowens, pleaded Monday for the girl's return. I just want my Malia, and I love her so much, she said. If there's anybody that can help me, please, I just want to find my baby. I just want to find her. So if you know anything, or if you have any ideas or anything, you can always call Crime Stoppers, or at least just reach out to the Houston Police Department, to somebody. It's better to share the information and it not be anything
Yep, this
than
is than
very actually
sad.
Being something.
That's
so
crazy.
All right, let's talk about Mother's Day. Happened over the weekend. The woman who invented Mother's Day came to hate it before she died. Anna Jarvis created a day to honor her mom after she died back in 1905. But as Mother's Day became bigger, she couldn't stand the idea of people spending so much money on extravagant flower arrangements, greeting cards, and overly priced chocolates. First, she went after florists, protesting the marketing of those beautiful, you know, little flower displays. Then she went after other places, too, just saying, look, this is not what I wanted this to start out to be. It's not my intention. I agree with her. A little too late. You created a monster now. I'm sure moms aren't complaining or stopping this. But now you know, guys, it wasn't originally meant to be a day that we go broke spending money on our moms. Scientists are doing something which I think is cool. Some are saying creepy. They're planning on capturing people's dreams and turning them into movies.
Terrifying.
Really? What are you dreaming about?
No, it's just scary. Like, think about your worst nightmare you've ever had and having that be a movie. Like, it'd be scary.
Dude, my dreams as movies would be absolutely epic.
What kind of movie would it be?
Craziest dreams.
Would it be like a rom-com? Would it be a horror movie?
No, it just wouldn't even make sense. Just mine be would a be new horror. Category.
You'd be like, this is an artistic film.
Yeah.
It'd be black and white, no sound, nothing like that. Yeah, they're going to say that they are going to using mobile MRIs next summer to try recording the movement, speech, and images for full dreams of people. They will then use the dreams to create a movie using avatars. They say this could take another 10 to 20 years for people to actually record a full dream movie.
Oh, my goodness.
So maybe in our lifetime?
Dude, that's so crazy.
Liv the Web Girl mentioned this in her Monday Motivation, something similar, but the yogurt company Chobani, they're going to pay the school lunch debt for families attending a school district in Rhode Island. The Warwick Public Schools announced that children and families who owe money for school lunches would get sunflower butter and jelly sandwiches. So just peanut, it's pizza company, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches instead of a hot lunch. The school district says they're owed $77,000 with unpaid school lunches and that they couldn't afford to take on any more debt. Chobani announced they will pay the debt, and they actually encouraged other people, like you had the little boy who raised like $8,000 in a thing. It's like, let's help out in our communities. Let's help these kids out so they can actually have like a decent meal. So I think it's a good thing, a company stepping up. They do a lot of good stuff. And a couple more stories here. The most popular baby names for boys and girls were official, according to the Social Security Administration. They're out with the most popular names of the past year, and Emma and Liam remain at the top of the list. Meghan Markle had a little bit of an impact. The Meghan, M-E-G-H-A-N spelling, climbed 701 spots. It's now 703, which I thought it'd be higher. But 703, I mean, that's a little bit of an
Meghan's
impact.
Meghan's kind of a lame name.
Everyone is so dumb with Meghans. Everyone who is now having kids right now probably grew up with like seven Meghans in their first grade class.
I'm just glad Ava isn't in there anymore.
I've got the Ava. I got the top 10 girls and boys. Tell me if you like either one. Here's the girls' top ones. Emma, Olivia, Ava, number three.
It's always in there. It's like,
what do you have against Ava?
It's just everyone is naming their kid Ava. I know about 100
of them. Is
your
ex dating a girl named Ava?
No, I'm just sick of the name.
Isabel, Sophie, Charlotte, Mia, Amelia, Harper, and Evelyn round out the top 10 for girls. For boys, number one, of course, Liam, Noah, William, James, Oliver, Benjamin, Elijah, Lucas, Mason, and Logan. Do you
I
like
love
any of those?
The name Mason.
None of those are my jam.
Okay, and sad news here. You already probably know this, but the Rockets are out of the playoffs.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Bad. Game 6, Friday night. It just wasn't a good one. Ugh.
Did you see the end of the Toronto game?
Was that last night, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see it, Joe?
Yeah, but if people didn't see it, what happened?
Holy crap. There's like 4 seconds left. It's Philadelphia versus Toronto.
Yeah.
And Toronto inbounded it with 4 seconds left on their end. The guy took it, kind of ran around the three-point line to the end. He was just inside the three-point line. It was tied 90-90. 2 seconds left, 1 second left. He shoots. The ball's up in the air.
Looked like he was going to miss.
Hits the rim. Hits the rim.
Yeah,
hits
the rim like five times.
Hits the rim. Looked like it was about to like fall in. You didn't know. Boom. Fell in.
Wow.
Game 7-1.
That is fun.
I know. I was kind of wanting the 76ers to win. But
did you see the Drake curse was in effect too? I think it was an Instagram video. He was wearing shorts that had the 76ers on him.
I thought Drake was a Toronto fan.
He's a huge Toronto fan.
I think he was trying to curse him.
Yeah, I think he was doing it as a joke. Like, because he knows everyone jokes around the Drake curse.
Worked.
Yeah, it did work. I'm telling you, the Drake curse is real.
The video is so cool. That place erupted. corrupted.
Oh, yeah, obviously. I just need Portland to beat the Warriors. That's all I want.
Okay.
All I want.
I'll agree. Liv, you don't got to yell. We agree with you today. Okay. All right, cool. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all these stories online at joeandalexshow.com. Welcome to the Joe and Alex Show wedding. Wouldn't it be funny if we forced Liv, the web girl, and Porkchop to marry each other?
You are really obsessed with the idea of them dating.
And it's so irritating.
And it's not even like a sexual thing. It's just, I feel like there's just, they fight like me and Lindsay.
No,
I don't know.
We fight like siblings. I would pull my hair out if I fought with my significant other the way that me and Porkchop fight.
I'd pull my hair out if I dated you.
Yeah, I don't think that's normal.
I just wouldn't.
All right, shouldn't even have brought this up because every time we get distracted. The real question I wanted to throw out there at 833 Joe Alex is, would you be upset like this bride is at some guests that came to our wedding? I guess this happened in Pennsylvania, and people brought Tupperware, which sounds something like my family do. They brought Tupperware to the wedding. It was in their vehicle, and as the food was winding down, there were some leftovers. They went and they loaded up, I guess, about 10 Tupperware containers. Now, I assume these are like regular, like one meal servings, kind of. So not huge ones, but either way, they loaded up 10 of them with food that was extra. They didn't steal it from somebody's like table when they weren't looking. It was just leftover food. And the bride is pissed. She's upset about it. And she says, look, this woman and her family that took the food, they're not in a bad financial situation. I could see if they're really struggling, maybe it'd be okay to come to my wedding and take 10 plates of food home. But, I mean, really, 833 Joe Alex, is this another example of just a bridezilla? Like, why do you care? The food's already been bought. What's the big deal if Susie and her family takes home some leftovers? It's a little trashy.
It's so trashy. It's very tacky. I would be very upset.
Why would you be upset?
Because that's just
deal?
So, it's not, it's, if you're trying to have a classy wedding, a bunch of people going up and taking food like buffet style and putting it into your Tupperware to take home, have your potato salad sitting in your hot car, everything about it is absolutely gross.
Who has potato salad at a wedding?
Who knows?
I don't know, but I wish I was at a wedding that had potato salad because that sounds amazing.
Okay, so this was at the end of the night or just at the end of dinner?
At the end of dinner. Like, obviously, I think this is one of those things where you go up there and you help yourself. It's not like
it's not a 7-Eleven. It's a freaking wedding, bro.
Okay, but what's the big deal, Alex? Because that food's been bought and paid for. It's not like, oh, we're going to
buy more.
So
if anyone's taking it home, it's supposed to be the bride and groom.
They're going on their honeymoon. What are they going to do with the food? Let it rot?
It's the bride and the groom.
It's tacky.
I've DJ'd like
Dude,
over 100 weddings.
I've never heard of anyone taking home food from
the
a
bride
wedding.
I would tell people, take food with you. I would be like, it's all yours.
I've never even heard of the bride and the groom taking food home from the wedding. That's so bizarre to me.
Like, well, nobody usually does. Well, usually there isn't any left because you should be RSVPing. And so they know exactly how much food to make for the amount of people that are coming. So usually there isn't even any food left over. So that's probably why we don't see it. But if I were to see that, I would just think that was so unbelievably tacky.
I'm trying to think if I have been to a buffet wedding. Normally, I mean, I've only been to like plated meal weddings.
Yeah. So there's nothing to take.
There's not really anything to take. I mean, I think it's weird. Would I be upset? Not really. I would honestly probably laugh and be like, that's a weird move, but okay.
I'm calling this lady. I don't know her name, but I'm calling her Tupperware Tammy. She's getting all upset about stuff. Hey, Allie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this? Is it okay to take the Tupperware with you and take some of the food home?
Absolutely not. When we got married, we had family from out of town, so we got to take all of our food home, and it was just nice, like, that Sunday, opening up gifts, everybody else got to getting to eating those leftovers that we paid for. It's so tacky. It's so rude.
Wow. Okay.
I agree.
Sound a little upset about that, but it's okay. You can be upset. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Appreciate it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Allie. She's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Allie, what do you think about this?
I think it depends on the type of wedding. If it's a super formal affair, then it is absolutely tacky. However, my husband and I got married as like a backyard barbecue, really close friends and family. And it was just kind of like common knowledge. Like everyone's going to take a little bit home so they don't have to cook later or the next day.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I'd like that. Like, hey, man, you have like a little backyard barbecue wedding? everybody should make them a little plate, you know, take home.
If you're having a potluck wedding or something where everybody brings things, hot dog buns, whatever, then yeah, I feel like that's really casual, and then maybe you can take a little bit if everyone contributed.
Okay.
But that just doesn't make sense to me to be bringing home someone else's food they paid for.
So I know I'm getting presumptuous, but I assume it's a good possibility. Alex, when I go to your wedding, am I allowed to bring Tupperware?
No.
God, what a jerk.
My dad, he brings to-go boxes to buffets. Like if you go to a regular buffet, he'll put it in the box and
all right,
now
that's against the rules.
Pocket.
That's wow. Even I think it's a little trashy. That's bad, poor job. Okay, let me get adjusted real quick. Okay, let me turn that on. Woo! Okay, warming up. Oh, hey, what are you guys doing in the shower? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And a stupid, like, so simple, a question, a survey, a poll on Twitter has gone viral now, and everybody's chiming in. And they're wondering, do you wash this body part when you shower? That body part? Your legs. Do you wash your legs when you're in the shower? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I am afraid to even ask Alex or Liverpool Chop because I don't know if I want to know the answer if it's not what I want to hear.
Well, I want to know what you do. I do wash my legs in the shower every single time. And some of the people online are saying they don't because they're like, you don't need to. Like, that part of your body, when you clean the upper half, your soap will drip down and that cleans your bottom half. So
you mean
you don't
have to clean
to
your
that.
Butt crack? You don't have to wash your butt?
Well, no, they're saying like below waist.
Oh,
so
magically. That's a
I always scrub legs and feet. I always do bottoms of feet and everything. And I feel like those are two places that a lot of people I find out, they're like, oh, no, I don't actually, like, wash that.
That's so weird to me. Just because soap might be dripping down your leg from, like, say, your arms or your back or something like that does not mean that that's cleaning your legs. You need to scrub it.
I agree with you, Liv. I wonder if any of it, I'm actually glad to hear because I thought Alex was like, well, I don't see the point in washing my legs. It's already dripping down. Kind of sloth-like.
No, I do.
I do head, shoulders, knees, and toes, guys. That's my life, okay? Maybe it's because I'm a big guy, and big guys sweat more. They can get stinky more if they don't. There's just more skin and gross stuff, just being fat. Welcome to that world. So, yeah, I'm overly cautious. I mean, I am, like, hardcore, like, power spraying parts of my body, making sure I'm, like, getting every area. You don't even want to know what I do with my shower thing.
You don't wash your stomach?
I wash everything.
Oh, okay. Because you said head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Well, stomach, too. There's no stomach in that song, unfortunately. Head, shoulders, stomach, knees and toes. But yeah, you got to spray that, right? Is there anybody, because I'm going to call you out as being gross as hell, but 833-JOE-ALEX that listens to the Joe and Alex Show that agrees with the 20% of people. That's a lot.
Ew,
that's a lot of people that voted in this poll like that say, no, it'll drip down. You don't have to. Because I've heard other people say this before about, like, they don't have to wash their feet because everything goes down.
Mind.
It's like, your feet are some of the nastiest things, too.
If
you have to wash everything from your ears down to your toes in
between. People say about the feet, you're standing in the soapy water.
No,
that's cleaning
it. No, that's not enough.
But it's not between your toes. Some of the funky, gunkiest stuff
is
between your toes.
Yeah, and I mean, the floor of the shower isn't necessarily, like, the cleanest place.
So do you wash your legs, Pork Chop?
Of course I do. My legs sweat. Yeah, I have to.
Ew.
Well, everybody, your legs sweat too. You just don't notice it. We all secrete sweat.
No, my legs only sweat if I'm like doing a super intense workout in like the dead of July.
You don't even realize it, Liv, but you do sweat. You do.
I know I do. My armpits sweat. Your entire body sweats.
Yeah,
dude, my calves don't, like my legs do not sweat. They only sweat if it's like literally July at like 3 o'clock. PM and I'm doing a workout outside.
I put a poll up on Twitter so you can vote if you do or don't wash your legs in the shower. 833. Oh, sorry. You can call us 833-JOE-ALEX, but tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
And just know that we will track who votes no and we will block you.
It's anonymous.
Because we do not want to know. Rhonda, please speak to people out there that are listening.
Yes.
Rhonda, and put your window up there too. Hey, what's up? What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I'm a nurse, and it is just disgusting that no one would want to wash their legs. When you're in the shower, you wash head to toe. I mean, in between your toes, I get on my six-year-old. You have to wash from head to toe, and that means your legs.
At least you're out there parenting the right way. We have some confidence knowing that you exist.
I just don't understand, like, washing
Well, why would you skip that? That is just disgusting.
I agree.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Rhonda. Let's go to Samantha this morning. Hey, Samantha, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you scrubbing those nasty legs of yours?
I'm scrubbing those legs of mine, but my problem is this. What about the people that take baths and just marinate in their filth?
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
I am a bath person.
Of course Alex is. She probably drools in the bath, too.
I actually purposely spill my drinks on myself in the bath because it's fun. I can be sloppy.
And then you could drink it
what?
Up.
What?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Are you joking?
I've talked about
but
this
then
before.
You just marinate in it.
Ew, that is so
is that the
so
smell
disgusting.
Alex has? Is that what's marinated into you? Brand new from the makers of blah. It's Alex's bathwater.
See, the only thing, a bath works for me is if you take a bath and then afterwards you shower off. So you drain
agree,
all the
Liv.
Water in the bathtub, you stand up, you turn the shower on, and then you wash off your body.
No, I just crumb it up in there. I have my snacks. I'm drinking wine.
See, I really think that, Liv, that Alex is being serious. I don't think she's doing this to try to be funny.
I'm not kidding.
How can
that
a pretty girl be so disgusting?
Gross.
You realize that, right?
Goals.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
Georgia's new abortion law has triggered folks in Hollywood, including Alyssa Milano, who is urging women to join her in a sex strike against the bill that forbids abortion after a womb heartbeat is detected, usually around 6 weeks in. Alyssa said, "Our reproductive rights are being erased. Until women have legal control over our own bodies, we just cannot risk pregnancy. Join me by not having sex until we get bodily autonomy back. I'm calling for a hashtag sex strike. Pass it on." Well, not all responses have been positive. One person said, "Please stop feeding the narrative that women are providers and men are consumers of sex." Another person said, "Isn't this called abstinence? And isn't this exactly what conservatives want?" John Legend says every year for Mother's Day, he makes a coffee table book of family pictures for his wife, Chrissy Teigen.
It's become an annual tradition now. I do a yearbook, like a photo book for Chrissy of the family and all the things we did that year leading into Mother's Day. We make it like a coffee table book, like it's Taschen or something. The first time I did one of those was for our wedding. Did a really beautiful coffee table book of our wedding. And then I've been doing it since Luna was born, and then we do it as like a Mother's Day tradition now.
Steve Harvey's talk show has been officially canceled, with Kelly Clarkson's new talk show taking the spot. Harvey admitted his show was dropped by NBC Universal, but hoped the show would get picked up elsewhere. Sources say that is not happening, and Steve will end its run in June after 7 seasons. The Kelly Clarkson show will move into the prime daytime slots occupied by Steve in the fall. Rumor has it Steve Harvey's talk show was allegedly canceled because he was apparently too cheap. Apparently, he turned down an A-list booker because it was, quote, too expensive, and instead, he is a daytime person producing a nighttime talk show. The sources add the man is very cheap, and he could care less that staff from Steve are now all out of jobs. And Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers made a cameo appearance on the HBO hit series Game of Thrones last night.
Wow, spoiler alert! Oh my gosh, I haven't watched it yet.
The two-time MVP showed his face briefly in a penultimate episode of the series, portraying a Lannister soldier before battling at the King's Landing. Unfortunately for Rodgers and his fellow soldiers, he was most likely roasted by Khal Drogon.
Oh no! Why are you telling me everything I haven't seen yet?
He's like a barely there extra in the background.
But you're telling me there's a dragon in this episode. God, I hate when
is it Drogon?
Oh, God.
It's not a spoiler.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because
that
everyone thought he was dead, Alex.
No.
So now we know he's alive.
Okay.
Thanks.
You guys, this is not a spoiler.
No. Yes, it is.
But I will say, I was looking out for Aaron Rodgers the whole time. I never recognized him.
Well, he's hidden.
Did he have
he's
a coffee
hidden.
Cup in his hand, too?
No. No.
He's hidden. Maybe they should have given him a coffee cup so people would have noticed.
Yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour, big changes for Demi Lovato. Okay, drama.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of 3 bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason that we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Here's their number. Write this down so you can call them anytime. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, what story are you doing today?
The Greyhound bus killer, also known as Vincent Lee. It's July 30th, 2008. A 22-year-old Canadian man named Tim McLean decides to take a Greyhound bus traveling the Trans-Canada Highway. Usually bus trips take forever and they're really boring, but soon the passengers on this bus would learn the hard way that this one would be anything but boring. Tim McLean is a carnival worker traveling to see his family in Winnipeg. He had just gotten done working at a fair in Alberta and was looking forward to a nap before visiting his loved ones. Tim decides to sit in one of the last seats in the back of the bus. He figures that this way he'll be away from passengers moving around and talking. He didn't think about the fact that he'd be sitting so close to the bathroom, though, so his nap keeps getting interrupted by people walking past him up and down the aisles.
That smell, too. Ugh.
Tim decides to put his earbuds in and listen to music, and just when he's close to falling asleep, he's startled by someone sitting down next to him. It's a tall Chinese-Canadian man who's in his 40s. His name is Vincent Lee, and he's wearing dark sunglasses. Tim recognizes him as someone who was originally sitting at the front of the bus, but he guesses that he must have changed his mind and came back to sit next to him. Tim looks at Vincent for a second and then goes back to resting his head against the rattling window pane. The rhythm of the moving Greyhound bus rocks Tim fast asleep. Vincent Lee, the man sitting next to Tim, was born in China in the 60s and moved to Canada to become a citizen. He got his degree in computer science in China, but because he didn't speak very much English, he was working a lot of small jobs here and there. He'd worked as a Walmart greeter, newspaper deliverer, and a forklift operator. He had been working multiple small jobs to support his wife, Anna, but he was laid off from Walmart after getting into a disagreement with his coworkers. And so Vincent tells his wife he needs to board the Greyhound bus to take him to a job interview. But he leaves a day earlier than the trip is scheduled, and people see Vincent on the bus bench the night before, not sleeping. He's sitting upright, staring for hours and not blinking. Even as people walk past him, he doesn't seem to see them. The next day, the bus comes and Vincent gets on before eventually sitting next to 22-year-old Tim McLean. And just when Tim falls asleep, Vincent pulls out a long knife from his pocket and he stabs Tim in the neck. Blood splatters everywhere inside the bus. Vincent takes his knife and stabs Tim again, deep in his chest. People on the bus have now noticed, and they start standing up, screaming in a total panic. Vincent stabs Tim again and again. The bus is lurching to the side of the road as the driver pulls over in a panic. The driver kills the engine as people are now scrambling to get off the bus. As one man runs off the bus to safety, he notices that his wife isn't beside him. She's sitting frozen in her seat. She is so terrified that she is paralyzed. The brave husband decides he's going to go back onto the bus to save his wife.
Oh no, I wouldn't do that. I love my wife Lindsay. I'm like, good luck, run!
Vincent is still going to town on Tim, ripping his body apart. The man grabs his wife's arm, startling her out of paralysis. The couple takes one last look towards the horror going on the back of the bus and run off. The passengers line up on the side of the road next to the parked Greyhound, absolutely horrified. After talking amongst themselves, the driver and two others decide to do something. They approach the doors of the bus. Will they be able to overtake the knife-wielding madman and survive? Find out after this song. It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
I just saw the photos that Alex posted up on our Instagram. You need to go follow us right now and leave a comment, too. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And I see it looks like a cross on the side of the road. Yep. I see like a police scene with the bus. Wow. Okay. And then there's there's photos of people on the bus. What's this?
Yeah, you can see Vincent and Tim sitting next to each other, what Tim looks like, what Vincent looks like, the whole shebang at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. So Vincent Lee has just brutally attacked a young man named Tim McLean sitting next to him on a Greyhound bus in Canada. He's been stabbing him repeatedly, and while doing so, the rest of the passengers are able to get off the bus that had pulled over on the side of the highway. They're standing there when the driver and two passengers decide that they're going to do something. The three of them approach the bus, but Vincent sees them coming and runs towards the door. He sticks his long, bloody knife through the crack and jabs it towards the three men. They run away, leaving a probably dead Tim McLean in the bus with Vincent. Vincent begins cutting through Tim's neck and holds up his severed head for all the passengers to see in the window. The passengers watch in horror, screaming and crying. They start to call the police. Vincent is running around the bus, making trips back and forth to Tim's body, and starts cutting off pieces of him and putting them in his mouth to eat.
Okay, that's enough.
Yep, this is a cannibal situation. The passengers look for anything they can find to prevent Vincent from getting off the bus. They jam a crowbar in the door as Vincent stabs through the crack again. Vincent even tries to drive the bus away, but the driver had pushed an emergency stop button and was the only one who knew how to turn it off. Vincent keeps going back to Tim and eating more and more and more of his body. He takes his severed head and shakes it in the blood-covered windows to scare the passengers. Some of them watching start throwing up. Finally, ambulances and police arrive just as dark comes, and even a tactical unit waits in the night to take down Vincent. As the passengers are loaded into the ambulances and police cars, Vincent yells, "I have to stay on the bus forever!" The siege continues for hours. Around 1:30 in the morning, Vincent tries smashing a window on the bus to escape, and the police burst through the bus door armed with tasers. Just before Vincent can shatter the glass, thousands of bolts are sent through his body. Vincent falls down in the aisle, and police lock him in handcuffs and drag him off the bus. The parts of Tim's body that Vincent hadn't eaten are placed into bags. As police pat Vincent down, they find Tim's ears, nose, and tongue in Vincent's pockets.
Oh my gosh. You can give even just me a little warning before we do this, because this is disgusting.
I told you, this is one of the most gruesome ones that we've done. Police couldn't find Tim's eyes or a chunk of his heart, which they think Vincent might have also eaten. The media is shocked. And the next day, around 10 a.m., Greyhound bus people take the passengers to a local store to get clothes since their suitcases were left on the bus. It would be almost a year before Vincent's trial would even start because it took investigators a very long time to figure out what would cause such a mild-mannered guy to do this. The court ends up deciding that Vincent is insane because he said he was hearing voices that God was telling him to kill Tim and eat him. And the court decides to send Vincent to an insane asylum. Tim McLean's family sued Greyhound for $150,000. A couple of the passengers sued Greyhound. And in 2014, one of the responding officers on the scene committed suicide.
Just having to see all that probably, right?
Right. Just 2 years ago, Vincent Lee was released back into society.
Excuse me?
With no supervision.
What?
He has been diagnosed with schizophrenia and has changed his name to a name that no one knows. So the next time you find yourself on a bus or using any public transportation, I hope you buckle up because you never know who's going to be enjoying the ride with you.
What if he's like an Uber or Lyft driver
That's
now?
That's what I was thinking.
I'm not wearing a seatbelt ever again.
Can you believe it? This is one of my favorite stories because it is so insane. And the fact that he just is casually living amongst us.
He could be listening right now.
He could be working on the Joe and Alex show and go by the name Porkchop.
He literally ate his eyes.
I was going to eat my beef jerky, but now the whole tongue in the pocket thing has ruined it for me.
You can see the photos at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.
All right, that's Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Monday Music Marathon continues. Let's see. Does everybody feel like their brain's somewhat functioning right now?
God, yeah, a little bit.
Okay, then Liv the Web Girl, who you wouldn't think has got riddles for days. Well, she's got riddle for days. And riddle me this, Liv. She's going to give us some riddles, some trivia questions, whatever. We're going to try to figure them out and get the correct answer. I don't think we've ever done that yet, but we'll try.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
What can travel around the world while staying in a corner?
A cockroach.
Ew.
No?
Travel around the world while staying in the corner.
Baby. Don't put baby in the corner.
No, but seriously, Joe, I'm not kidding. Don't play those sound effects. You're traumatizing.
I'm sorry.
Seriously, Joe.
I meant to hit the move the next
I'm
page.
I'm not kidding. They're very traumatizing for me and triggering.
Okay. That's what's triggering.
Do you guys know what
I'm
going to
say
in
a rumor. Corner. A rumor?
No.
No, in a corner. I don't know. What is
I
it?
I thought this one was going to be
wall?
The easiest one. A stamp.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought that was the easiest one. We are not in good.
We are in trouble, folks.
I never get riddles right.
All right, what's next for Riddle Me This?
Okay. Who makes it has no need of it. Who buys it has no use for it. Who uses it can neither see nor feel it.
Okay.
What is it?
Air.
A ghost.
No, you don't buy air and you don't buy a ghost.
Say it again.
You can buy air.
All right. Who makes it has no need of it. Who buys it has no use for it. Who uses it can neither see nor feel it.
How do people figure this stuff
out?
Yeah,
this is like fake.
This one's not hard either.
Time?
No.
You would have figured this out, Liz.
It's a real object.
I don't think she would have. What? What would it have been?
A candle.
It's a coffin.
Ah!
The person who makes it doesn't use it. The person who buys it doesn't use it. And the person who does use it can't see or feel it.
That is so
invisible,
weird.
Invisible special gloves.
Okay. Anyways.
It would have been right.
Wait, that's a right answer. Hold on a second.
Those don't exist.
Yeah, they do. You haven't heard the commercials of the ones that feel so good you don't feel them?
Yes, yes, yes.
What
kind of gloves are we talking about?
It, use it?
Not necessarily.
Yes.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Like if you bought it, are you
that
using
could be
it?
Anything. That could be a water bottle, you know? Okay, anyways. Next one. This is the last one. I'm hoping you guys get this one. I'm tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old.
A midget.
What am I? No, I don't. I think they're.
I think that's wrong.
Just kind of the same. And also, I think that word is
little
like not
person
PC anymore. But yeah, that's not right.
Say it one more time.
I'm tall when I'm young, mm-hmm. and I'm short when I'm old.
What's another way you could say tall?
A teenager.
No.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, because like, yeah.
Lenny said a drink.
Well, let him talk to him.
Oh, like a beer, yeah.
No, that's not right.
Mini horse.
No.
Inchworm.
What?
Tall when I'm long.
Inchworm, no.
Short when I'm young. I don't even have guesses for these.
It's
that's how hard these are.
Something that shrinks.
An what? Old person.
I'm tall when I'm young. I'm short when I'm old.
I don't know what.
It's not an old person, but Porkchop was on the right path. A candle.
I said that for the other answer.
I know you did.
You know what you should do next time we do this? Stick with the same answer.
For everything.
Everyone. Yeah. What if? All right. Well, over three. That is Riddle Me This with Liv the Web Girl here on the Joe and Alex Show. Did anybody get one right? Will you tweet us at Joe and Alex Show? Because I feel like those are the hardest ones. Like, what grade level was that? Fifth?
No.
I've never once gotten a riddle right that Liv has given us.
That is so, I know it's embarrassing.
We need to go to like third grade
level.
It's
so hard.
Like third grade level next time, okay?
I mean, I'll try. I'm pretty sure those were like third grade level right there.
All right, then kindergarten, please.
Okay.
Something easier. It It's a Monday music marathon here on the Joe and Alex Show. Yeah, we take care of you. Hey, if you miss anything on the show, go to joeandalexshow.com. Of course, you can subscribe to our podcast. Search for the Joe and Alex Show on Google Podcast, iTunes, pretty much Spotify, anywhere you're going, just search for the Joe and Alex Show. Now, Alex, I don't know if this is a personal experience or what, but you wanted to, I guess, kind of bring up something that happened up in the club.
I just saw somebody ask this question on Facebook over the weekend. I was like, this is a genius question because so many people deal with this, girls and guys. So I was like, yes, I want to ask this because I'm curious what other girls especially think. Basically, if you're in the club or you're at a bar and you are dancing on a super sexy guy and you guys are like heavy dancing, like you're grinding on him.
Yeah.
And in the middle of that, you feel him get happy, we'll say. Mm-hmm. Are you completely creeped out and turned off, or are you turned on and does that make you feel really confident? 833 Joe Alex.
I mean, it's kind of a unique thing, right? Like to do your thing and, you know, you're just dancing, having a good time, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, like, hey, how you doing? I mean, that's got to be an interesting experience for everybody involved.
Well, what do you think, Alex?
I feel like I would expect that to happen. So I don't understand the girls that are saying, like, oh my gosh, that would be so disgusting. Like, I'd immediately walk away. I don't understand that because if you are dancing like that, what do you think is going to happen? I just feel like you have to be aware of the fact that if you're doing that, like, you're going to be turning him on.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Joe. Would you mind if I bummed and grind with you a little bit? Oh, no, that's cool. Go ahead. I mean, as a guy, I've had that happen a few times, and I'm like, uh-oh, we're getting a little happy. We're getting happy.
Does that gross you out, Liv, or are you like, no, this is hot? Because one girl said she'd grab it, spin this guy around like a lasso.
Oh, God.
Like that she'd like it too, or she'd be like, excuse me, what do you think you're doing with
no,
that?
No, like, so a lot of girls were saying that they would be into this, that it would make them feel more confident. 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Liv, but isn't that kind of like natural? That's what happens. Like, how could you be upset by that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would be upset by it.
But you would walk away, maybe?
No, I don't think I would walk away. I think it would just depend on who the person was. If I literally don't grind. Like, I don't grind on people. Like, I will with, like, my boyfriend now because we've been dating almost a year. And, like, I will in very little circumstances. I'm just not a big grinder.
I don't know how to dance besides that.
I never have ever been a big grinder, not even in high school.
Dude, in middle school,
like,
I got in trouble for doing that at dance.
Yeah, you got to save some space for Jesus, Alex.
I've just never been like that. I like dancing, like, by myself. So I think, like, if I was dancing with a random guy at a bar that I had just met and that happened, I would be creeped out.
Yeah, this
out.
Is someone you do not know. This is not your boyfriend.
But what do you expect, though? You're on a club. Like, that's what the club experience is about. You go there, you dance, you bodies touch each other. You're probably going to go home and end up flipping pancakes later. Like, that's all part of the process.
I don't know. Like, even if it was a guy that, like, I had met a couple of times, I don't think that would creep me out. But if it was, like, my very, very, very first time seeing this person, meeting this person, and I had no idea who they were before that moment,
yeah,
I think I'd be creeped out.
All right, well, it's your fault. I don't know. Tracy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Hey, guys. First of all, you're going to dance with somebody that you think is hot anyway.
Right.
So when you're dancing and grinding, of course you're going to get happy. That's going to make me happy. And it's going to boost my confidence. It's going to make me feel good because it makes him happy.
So
right?
If a guy gets happy, Tracy, because of your dance moves, you're rubbing your booty, you're like, yeah, way to go, Tracy. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you would be feeling confident, like, okay, like, I'm a really freaking good dancer.
No,
yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean you're a good dancer. That just means something is, that's like a physical reaction. That just means that something is near that area and is rubbing up. That does not mean you're a good dancer. That does
I don't
not
know
mean
about
you're
every guy.
Oh, no,
but
I didn't think about that.
I disagree with Liv. I don't know about every guy, but, like, mine doesn't randomly just, you know, out of nowhere.
Madison says I would grab it.
If it's getting rubbed up
Why
on.
Why are we grabbing it, by the way? I'll get to that in a second, Alex.
But if it's getting rubbed up on, continuously, if nothing's gonna happen.
No, of course it will. But
right,
I mean, you gotta be good at it, though.
Diane says it makes me feel confident and mischievous AF. It's my mission. To be honest, I'm the queen of throwing it back.
Wow.
That's the worst. And they just walk away like, hey, nothing to see here. Did you ever have this happen to you, Pork Chop, when you were like in middle school or high school? Because I remember it happened to me at a middle school dance, and that's when I felt really awkward. I was like, I remember the song. It was Get Low. This is back way in the day. If you want to act, you can keep yourself where you are. Little John the East Side Boys. They're like grinding. Sorry, you have to watch me in studio grinding.
When I hear the opening notes of this song, I get a lady, you know what.
Oh, really?
Just the opening notes of this song.
To the wall, to the sweat drop down my what?
So to be honest, Joe, when I was a kid, okay, I first went to, I think, a teen night at a club. I was probably 13, and I was dancing, I was grinding on girls, and no lie, I thought that was the goal. Like, I thought the guy was supposed to get happy when grinding on a girl.
Dude.
And if I didn't, I thought, like, oh my gosh, she's going to hate me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, swear on my life.
Now, what about the other perspective now? Because you're bisexual, so right. You have a boyfriend, Chase, now. I mean, when you were with guys and stuff, is that something where it's like, is that common in the gay community with dudes?
I've never been to a gay club, but I don't.
You've never been?
No, hell no.
How have I been to more gay clubs than you?
Wow, I've been. Why? I've been.
Yeah, why don't you go to gay clubs?
I don't know. I don't go to any clubs really anymore. I'm just so busy and broke.
Well, can we talk about, though, the teen clubs for a second? Because
we have to.
That was huge between like 13 and 18 going to these teen clubs.
I never went either. I thought that was really creepy and weird because you could be like 13 and then there's some like 17 or 18 year old there. Pedophile Alley.
Same.
Hello.
About
I'm 19. It's okay.
About 3.5 years ago, right before I came here to do this show, I was working in a different city doing radio, and I got hired to host a teen night at this new club.
You quit the job.
I said I left in the middle of it, and I called my boss and I said I'm not doing this because I knew without a doubt in the middle of it that this was some weird pedophile kid trap thing. It was like this nasty weird dungeon facility. There was no one there. It didn't look like it was ready. No kids had come. The guys, it was all older men that were standing around.
Ew.
It was super awkward and uncomfortable. I had a horrible feeling about it, and I left, and we never ever worked with that client again because there was something weird going on there.
Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you've kind of been on the awkward end of things, haven't you?
Yes. So, you know how there's like those creepy dudes at the bar that like no one wants to talk to?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that have walked up to me in like any situation and have gotten a happy.
They just walk up. Nothing's
so
happening.
So creepy. It was like a I need to walk away kind of situation, not like, oh my God, yay.
But you're saying there was no dancing? They just walked up?
They just walked up and like started dancing with me. And I was like, oh my God. Now, if you were hot, it would have been a completely different situation. But it's those creepy, non-attractive guys. That just walk up.
Yeah, if you look like a California raisin, go ahead and GTFO.
Oh.
I mean, I'm just saying.
All right, Megan. Thank you. I feel awkward now. Now I'm afraid every girl's like, oh, God, this ugly guy, he's coming up behind me. And I've ruined it for them.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones went on Jimmy Kimmel and talked about meeting Beyonce at an Oscars after party.
She voluntarily came up to me.
Oh, wow. That's
like,
good.
Came up to me, like, wide open face, like, I want to talk to this girl. I want to talk to me. And I was kind of like, he's behind me. Oh, my God. And I just messed it up. She was clearly a fan, and I ruined it.
How did
I ruined
you ruin it?
I just was like, oh, I think I started crying. Exactly that noise came out of my mouth. And she's like, hey, this is uncomfortable now. I thought you'd be cool. You're not cool. Bye. And I was like, no, but can I get you a drink?
Kevin Hart took his kids to the old neighborhood in Philadelphia where he grew up so that they would appreciate what they have, but it ended up backfiring.
We pull up to my place, and you know, I give this long speech. It's like 7 a.m. I got there when nobody would be there. And I'm like, look, I didn't have, okay?
Yeah.
Look, this is the grass. It's the city's little thing. It's all the grass we had. I had to sit on the step. I waited for the bus here. I walked 2.5 miles to get from here to where I had to go to meet my mom.
Yeah.
This was not a situation that you were comfortable in. And I get done, and my kids are like, we want to live here! Oh, wait, no! this place is a piece of shit. I'm trying to show you what we have is nice. But you got to work for it. We don't want to go home.
Demi Lovato hired Scooter Braun as her new manager. The Sorry Not Sorry singer took to Instagram to make the announcement. She said, "Guys, dreams came true for me today. I officially have a new manager, and not just any new manager, but the one and only Scooter Braun. I couldn't be happier, inspired, and excited to begin this new chapter with you, Scooter. Thank you for believing in me and for being a part of this new journey." Scooter Braun, if you don't know, represents a number of other successful pop artists like Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. And Ellen DeGeneres talked about when she knows it'll be time to leave her daytime talk show.
"Well, I hope I know when people kind of are tired of me. I think I'll sense that. I'll walk away really when I stop having fun. I actually don't care about the rest of the people. If I'm having fun and no one's watching, I don't care. But if I'm not having fun and everyone's watching, then I should walk away."
And I know Joe, Liv, and I are big fans of this show. NBC has renewed This Is Us for 3 additional seasons.
Yes! Best garbage I've ever heard!
The pickup takes the number one rated drama through its 6th, and sources say what is likely to be the final season. Insiders stress that the creator sees the series ending with season 6, while NBC is optimistic that the mega hit show could live on beyond that. The renewal was announced Sunday morning, and the creator said that he sees the series that it's like at its midpoint right now.
Okay. I've cried a lot, so hopefully there's even more crying. I'm ready for it.
Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity mom threatened her hairstylist with a knife, and now she might be getting her kids taken away.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I don't know where this is about to go, but it's a message that Alex wants to share to what, the crazy girls?
Yes, the quote, crazy girls.
Now, would you consider yourself a crazy girl?
Well, I've been told that I am, so this is what I want to address.
Right.
This all kind of got started because over the weekend, my friend Danielle was telling me about a guy that she has been seeing for a couple months, and they just recently ended. Long story short, because it started when the other night when they weren't together, she called him one time before she went to bed. He didn't answer, so she just kind of fell asleep, didn't think anything of it. The next morning, he's like, "Why would you call me last night? You're acting like my ex." And she was crazy. Like, she called him one time. I'm not talking about blowing his phone up all night.
What time did she call him?
It was like 1 a.m., but she knew that they were both either just getting home or kind of like out. They were awake, but they weren't together. And so she called him once, and he said this.
Did she leave a message or anything or a text saying like what she needed?
No, she just called him just to be like, "Hey, what's up?"
I could just see as a guy, I might be worried, like, "Oh, God, what's wrong?" I can see that.
He didn't react that way. Okay. He reacted like, you know, "What kind of girl calls me on a Saturday night?" Like that. And so,
"While I've got another girl in my bed, come on."
Yeah, so he was saying that she was crazy. And I mean, to be fair, every girl has a little bit of crazy in her. But it's usually a pretty normal amount of crazy. I mean, we can be a little insecure, sure. A little emotional from time to time.
I need to know, is this the friend that leaves the bad reviews of the guy she dates?
No.
Okay, because I'm like, that girl deserves to be crazy.
Liv, that is a good question.
She is crazy.
No, my friend Danielle is completely normal. I mean, I know girls can be a little crazy, silly, but... my friend wasn't being crazy when she called that guy one time. And after that, their relationship went downhill. Every single normal thing that she did, he interpreted as unstable. So he found out that she had asked a mutual friend that they had if he was a good guy. Like, you know, when you find out that you know someone who's friends with who you're talking to and you're just like, "Oh, so I'm talking to so-and-so, like, you know, so are they a good guy?" A normal thing a girl would ask when you're dating someone new, I feel like. Well, he did not like this. He thought that it was super clingy and got super mad. But my thing is, if you're really a good guy, what do you have to be worried about? That's normal conversation.
Wait, so did he find this out when they first started dating or just recently?
This is, they talked for almost 2 months.
And so he found out at the end of 2 months that she asked about him.
Yeah, that she was like, "Oh, so is so-and-so a good guy?" Okay. To a mutual friend of theirs. Last week, I briefly mentioned how one of my exes told me that he might be sterile to try to get me to end our relationship. When I said, "Well, I'll love you anyways, even if we can't have kids," he told me that he loved me, but he wasn't sure if he was in love with me. And for the next month, we fought a lot. I felt insecure. Like, I was constantly wondering when the hammer was going to drop and when he was going to end it, since he wasn't truly in love with me. And then he did end it. And he blamed it on a lot of things, including our fighting. But the thing is, we never fought until he put a big, giant what if over our relationship. Another time, someone I dated, we broke up, and then a while later, we started talking again. The entire time, I asked, are you sure that you want to get back together? I told him, just be honest with me. He said, you're my girl, Alex. We're not breaking up, I promise. You're my soulmate. I know I want to be with you. I just need to talk to my friends and family, let them know that we're getting back together. Well, months started ticking by. He wouldn't make a decision. I knew that something wasn't right. His excuses were not making sense. I asked if he just knew that I wasn't the right girl for him and if he had commitment issues, if he was just scared to tell me. He swore up and down no. He was saying one thing, but his actions said another. And so I started looking for answers. I started checking who he followed on Instagram. I was getting paranoid that there was someone else, which I've never done before. But his secretive behavior made me start to spiral.
Wait. You have checked guys follower who they follow on Instagram before.
Yes, this guy that I'm telling you about.
No, yeah, but another guy, because remember you said that
this is the same guy. This is the same person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when you really want to be with someone, I feel like, don't you make it happen? If you truly know someone is your person and you cannot bear to lose them, don't you make a decision to either have them in your life no matter what? Or if you don't feel that way, then you should be honest and you say that. Well, the truth is, guys, we only become the crazy girl when your behavior makes us crazy. When you play mind games with us, you lie about your intentions, and you gaslight our emotions, then yeah, we get crazy. If you're talking to a guy and he tells you, my ex was crazy, you better run, because you know that more than likely his behavior contributed her being that way. Now, there are exceptions always to the rule. Sure, there are some actual crazy girls. There are actual crazy guys. But for the most part, us girls just want you to be direct. Just tell us if you want a relationship or if you just want to hook up. Tell us if you're really into us or if you're bored. Tell us not to wait around for you and to get our hopes up. And if you start thinking that the girl you're talking to is acting crazy, why don't you consider how you might have been acting and how that might affect her behavior? Have you been avoiding her after she wanted to know, what are we? Even though you've been talking for months, have you been sleeping with her but not asking her out on one real date? Do you tell her one thing but act like something else? Do you flip your phone upside down on the table every single time you're with her? If you do any or all of these things, it may be time to reevaluate your situation and give her a little bit more grace, because women want men to lead them in a relationship. We want to feel wanted and pursued, to have clear direction and honesty. And so when my friend told me all this, it started getting me thinking about this. And I just wanted to say this today to the girls who have been called crazy. I'm here to tell you that you're not. You are worthy of someone who cares for you and doesn't confuse you, and definitely not someone who calls you crazy.
Do you think, Alex, that maybe you and your friend, though, because people are like similar to friends, like maybe you two are both crazy?
No, like I said, there are crazy qualities.
Could they both be crazy?
Like, there are crazy qualities.
Like, do you agree with this?
Well, I will say that guys are always the first ones to call girls crazy. But in my experience, when I have been like talking to a guy or interested in a guy, or I've had friends that are just like lightly interested in a guy, whatever, all of a sudden, the guys are like, oh my gosh, like, I can't text them like 3 days in a row because like they're going to think that like we're dating, or like I can't talk to her like 2 nights in a row because she's going to like want to date me. And it's like, bro, you're assuming I want to date you when you have no idea. I don't want a boyfriend right now. I'm chill. I'm having fun. I thought we were friends. Like, the guys are the ones that are crazy.
Well, it's for the girls. Who I'm speaking to is the girls that do say what they want. And they're saying like, hey, what are we? And as soon as she asks that question, instead of just answering it and being direct, like, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious, or I am looking for something serious, they just don't answer. Yeah. And then they're just like, you're clingy and crazy, because we just want to know.
Stephanie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Well, I think it's kind of a double standard, because I feel like that men and women both do this, but men feel like they can't talk about, you know, their emotions. They can't go to their guy friends or call the radio and complain about what's going on with a girl. So I kind of think it's a double standard, because I've changed a lot, but I definitely used to be one of those guys or girls that like turned my phone upside down and said one thing and meant another.
Why were you doing that?
I feel like you were just avoiding hard conversation. And I wanted my cake and wanted to eat it too. And
okay, right.
Right. But so Alex is saying, like, just tell us that. And then, like, I'll be done with you. Like, Alex is saying,
you're
like,
you're giving us the runaround and then you're telling us we're crazy. We are reacting to your, how you are treating us when we start being like that. Questioning, well, I don't understand what's going on. What are we? Why are you doing this? Why are you following this girl on Instagram? I would say 9 times out of 10, we have a reason for doing that. It's because you're not being clear with direction.
I'm saying you're absolutely right. I'm just saying that I feel like we can't just blame it on men, that women do it too. It's just a relationship flaw in general, and that it's not fair to just point a finger at guys, because I just think that women talk about it more when both sexes, you know, have a tendency to be shady. I mean,
yeah, and I said that there are exceptions to the rule and that there are guys that do this and girls that do this, but I was just specifically today talking to the girls who, like, get called crazy by guys.
Thank you, Stephanie, for calling in.
Yeah, like her experiences and her friends' experiences. But yeah, no, I agree, and I think that's really powerful what you said, Alex.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can let us know if you're a crazy girl too.
Yes.
Okay.
Let us know if you like, if this resonates with you. Do you feel like, yes, this is exactly what I go through?
Tweet
and
us.
Every time a guy says this to me, I'm like, have you not looked in the mirror to see why I might be acting this way?
At Joe and Alex Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A driver in Lafayette, Louisiana was pulling out of their driveway. Pretty normal so far. This happened last week when they saw an insect. There was a bug inside of their car. The driver freaked out, jumped out of the vehicle, which, by the way, was still moving.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was still in drive or reverse, whatever. And it kept rolling and wound up crashing into the bayou. A dive team was able to pull the car out of the water. The vehicle, it was a total loss, and there's no word on if the bug made it out safely or not.
I had a boyfriend in high school who wrecked his car. He totaled it by wrecking into his neighbor's mailbox because there was a bee in there.
That's my biggest fear is Lindsay. My wife is deathly afraid of any kind of insect, but she hates wasps and bees. And I'm afraid we're going to be driving on the highway. One's going to get in or already be in there.
Yeah, that would be scary.
She's
going to
kill us.
It could definitely happen.
I wonder how many people listening to the show right now have actually been in accidents because of bugs in their car.
I think I could maybe pull over and try to open the windows. I usually do roll down the windows and try to, like, swoosh it out. That's what I'm usually trying to do. If a spider crawled onto my lap, though, see, that's game over for me.
Well, from what I hear down there, you already have cobwebs, so that's possible.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
This is something that was trending on Twitter the other day, and I wish I could think of a better song that goes back in time besides Cher. Are there any other songs that will turn back time and go back that you can think of?
That, like, just reminds you of before, or what do you mean?
The whole thing on Twitter is, like, things I'd tell myself 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, it was, like, a hashtag that was trending back then.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, like, what song would be better than this? Because I feel like this is such an old, old song.
So, songs about time.
No, I was just hypothetically wondering about that. The actual thing is, Dear Me 10 Years Ago, what advice would you have given yourself 10 years ago?
Okay.
So I want you could be serious if you want to be serious, or sappy and kidding around, it doesn't matter either way, but what advice would you give to yourself if you could go back like 10 years? Because I'm trying to think, I was 23 at the time, and I think I just met my wife. Ooh, would I tell myself to run? No, of course not. I love my wife. I would tell myself, which is still hard to do now, to try. I mean, it's hard because if I'm not so serious, I feel like everything will fall apart. But I would try to tell myself to relax a little, to take the foot off. Well, not off the gas necessarily that way.
You can start telling yourself that now.
Yeah. Well, I know. I think one thing on a serious note I would tell myself, I don't know why, but like I kept on having something in my head, like my life would dramatically change. Like everything would come in order and I would just get all the things that bother me fixed, like being overweight and different things. Like magically I'd have the motivation on my dad's 10-year anniversary of his death. And I know it sounds really weird, but for some reason I didn't have it. Just looking back at it, it's like, it happened. Then it was 10 years he was dead. Then 11. Then, like, I still was in that same spot. It's like, man.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't actually do any of the work to change?
no, and it like didn't magically happen itself, like as if I magically thought something would fire me up and get me ready to go and do it. But looking back 10 years ago, I'd be like, dude, take advantage of that stuff now. Get going. Like, make the most of it.
I just remember being 16, 17, 18, constantly wondering what I was going to do with my life, wanting to know, you know, what will I be like when I'm the age I am now, you know, what will my life be like in 10 years and things like that, and just worrying constantly about my career. I was just doing so many internships and networking and asking people to go to coffee with me and all these different things just to say, what is your job like? I want to know everything I can in case that's what I want to end up doing. And it was just a constant like source of anxiety for me. And none of my jobs that I was taking made any sense. But when, as every single couple years, when I look back in hindsight at the choices that I made and the different jobs that I've worked, I can see how every single one of them links together and how they all led me to where I am now. It is the weirdest thing, because if I look at them separately, it's like, why in the world did I do this, then this, then this? And that was just something that was bothering me when I was younger. Just like, none of this makes sense. This is never going to work out for me. I'm never going to have a big career and all this. But now I'm like, oh, if I would have just trusted God in the first place, then I would have wasted a lot less time on all this anxiety, because clearly He had it. He had it together. It's just the strangest thing, but I see it now in hindsight.
Okay, what about you, Liv the Web Girl?
I would definitely tell myself to not get a balayage or highlights when you're 24 from a certain salon who's going to fry your hair off. Definitely would tell myself that.
Wait, you're not 34. That's good advice. You're not 34.
No, but when I was 24. So I'm saying, like, I would tell my 15-year-old self, hey, okay, when you're 24 and someone asks you to get a balayage and highlight your hair, say no, because they fried off my freaking hair.
Yeah,
that was kind of funny,
year.
But not funny. No.
So many hair stories I feel like people would have.
Yes, and then I would also tell myself that stop dating jerks. Because there are actually guys out there that do have like the most respect for girls. And yeah, that they're out there.
I feel like we've seen you change, because when we first met, you're like, why is she like not dating good guys? Because she deserves it. And I feel like you finally are.
Yeah. I mean, I did not think that there were actual guys and men out there like the guy I'm dating now, like Jewel Daddy. I really did not think that they like existed, that they could be the equal amount of like sarcastic and kind of jerk humor, but also with like actual respect for other people, mm-hmm. and for girls. And he's the perfect combination.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
Pork chop. What about your old ass?
Let's see. 10 years ago, I'm 30 now, so I'd have been 20. I was kind of just starting to get interested in radio. So I don't know, maybe I would have told myself that it's okay, I don't have to finish college. I mean, I didn't know that before, of course, you know, I thought I had finished college, so I feel like 2 years of college was now wasted and all that money, because I didn't really need it for this profession.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I would have told myself, like, stay at Applebee's a little longer, make some more server money.
Yeah.
Because I would have needed it. What else? Who
Do you
knows?
Feel like
you know,
you
maybe
t-
I should have... Maybe I should have told myself, don't get in radio.
I was just
going to
ask that, because you've shared a lot on air about how like you're doing like okay now, but you had 8 or 10 years where you were like racking up credit card debt just to get by to live because you didn't make enough money at that job.
Correct.
Do you kind of like look back, you know, it's probably hard to say, but you think, man, I wish I would have never gotten to radio.
I mean, hopefully in a year or two or three, I won't be saying that. But as of right now, like, yeah, maybe. I mean, I feel like... you know, I did very well. I'm sure by now I could have been a GM at Applebee's in like a big city, or maybe even close to being an area director, which is paper.
Making that money?
Yeah. I would have been fine, but.
I have one more thing I would have told myself. Fill in your eyebrows. That is so important. My eyebrows were so blonde when I was younger, and it looked like I didn't have any.
Well, I would have told myself not to pluck all mine off in seventh grade.
Yeah, we wish we had taken that advice. One heck of a way to wrap up a show, I'll tell you that. Hey, if you missed anything, joanalexshow.com. You can see our blogs, all the podcasts, everything that might have happened, joanalexshow.com. Well, I know we're all reading today to the kiddos. We're going to go do our book buddies. But Alex, anything else you got going on today?
Bachelorette's on tonight. Hannah B. starts her season. I'm going to be watching that. My friend, one of my friends and I, Lauren, we always get together and watch The Bachelorette.
Great.
Usually she makes me dinner.
Me too. Well, and I have to make dinner for my wife and watch it with her. I didn't even know that show was back. Liv, what do you got going on today?
I'm actually going to Cake Bake here in a couple of hours for lunch with Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend's mom, and aunt, and sister.
Oh, let me know how they are.
What, Cake Bake?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they've been, like, three times that I've gone there extremely rude to me, and I'll never go back. Never go back.
Why?
And that was one of my favorite places, like,
when I first moved here. Maybe they just knew it was you, and they're like, ugh, we don't like Alex.
No, they did. That's exactly what happened. They did know me.
Well, that's perfect.
They told other people that I know, like, yeah, we know it was Alex, and we don't really like her.
What if they treat you like a queen today, Liv? If they bring extra stuff, share it with your brother.
That is going to be awkward if they do, but yeah, no, I'll let you know how it goes.
All right, cool. What do you got going on, Pork Chop?
Would you guys be my friend if I did the show like this all day?
No, Alex already does it.
I already do.
I got her stinky feet all in here.
Sometimes, too.
For those of you that cannot see, I've got my feet kicked up, and I'm holding the microphone.
You two are disgusting as hell.
Anyways, I got to go pay bills today. That's what I got to do. I'm like 29 days behind on some of them.
I got to talk to my...
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, as long as they don't go more than 30, you're okay. So I got to pay some bills today.
Okay.
Oh, I DJ'd a wedding. Got $400 yesterday. Woo, woo.
Yeah, pay that to your late fees for all your late bills. All right, well, hey, I'm looking forward to going read to the kiddos. We got to go do that. So let's all say goodbye. Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and myself, Joe.
Bye. Bye.